There's been a lot of anecdotal evidence of the people who were infected with COVID losing their sense of smell or taste. But it didn't really matter because there were scientific tests to determine if someone had the virus. Of course, that test might take days to come back with a result. A research team from UB's Jacobs School of Medicine says that loss of taste or smell is a quick screening test to see who should be given the more elaborate tests, and it could be put to work immediately. Dr. Brian Clemency is the lead investigator. Dr. Clemency says it's important to find those who are infected and out in public.
There's a segment of the population, in fact, who has COVID and doesn't even know they're sick at all. We had someone in the hospital who I had to call back because their test results were positive. I called this person up. I said, you know, I just want to let you know, see how you're doing. She said, oh, I feel fine. I said, okay, well, I'm glad you feel fine, but your test results were positive from a couple days ago. And she got very concerned. I said, no, you've survived it. You're okay.
Dr. Clemency says the research team had a test of the importance of taste and smell screening when one of the researchers came down with COVID, starting with a loss of taste and smell. He says there's another healthcare facility running this study, and if the results agree, that could be a proof of concept which would allow immediate use of this quick screening on a wide basis. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.